online awards, this will be the fifth year we've been running them, have been really designed to recognize efforts that are really advancing online trust and confidence and online safety. And we've actually have categories. We have categories for government agencies. We have government for individuals as well as businesses. Past winners have included companies like Bank of America, eBay and PayPal, again, who not only have had taken best steps, but also have shown willingness to be open and collaborative with others within the industry.
And what are some of the steps and techniques or strategies that they have that have made them award winners?
Well, in the case of those two companies, they actually were very forthright on the challenges that they found. They did work on sharing information with their competitors in a collaborative way. They took a leadership and were willing to speak about it. And they also demonstrated efforts to educate users and protect them and put steps in place. So a range of criteria that we look at. We actually have a 100-point scale that we actually look at different areas of work and efforts. And specific to government agencies, we're also encouraging government agencies, and we have seen great progress on some of them also doing similar work, such as the IRS.
Okay, and so, yeah, well, IRS certainly handles a lot of information online and receives all of the, you know, the great volumes of tax returns that they get online. Anything in particular you can name that stands out, say, at the IRS in terms of what they've done
IRS,
for trust?
Yeah, IRS is a good example, not unlike Bank of America or PayPal. Their brand, if you think of it, continually under threat from deceptive email and phishing exploits. They did several things. They were early adopters of email authentication to help counter the mail being spoofed. They required their tax file partners to adopt to EV extended validation certificates. And they also became very collaborative working with the industry on sharing data. So, again, playing from a similar playbook, very open, taking steps to protect their brand, their sites from being spoofed and forged, and sharing information.
We're talking with Craig Spiesel, Executive Director and President of the Online Trust Alliance. So for 2010, who is eligible and how do they get nominated?
Well, anyone's knowledgeable. We have categories. Anyone can nominate their own company or another company. Nominations are accepted through August 31st, and the awards will be announced at our major event on September 22nd through 24th at Georgetown University.
And is this all an online function to nominate people?
Actually, we do. It is a form. You can fill it out and then attach it and send it in. So it's not entirely online, but it is electronic in that form there. So we make it very easy. Most companies have actually wanted to send in additional information and attachments and such to demonstrate what they've actually accomplished over the past year.
And so it's pretty detailed. It asks a lot of, what are some of the sample questions someone might encounter filling it out?
Well, you know, it kind of talks about the first of all is what have you done in these different areas? So we've seen anything from a response of 2.5 pages to 30 pages. So it's really as much as information. And then what we really do is we go through, we look at that, we actually then review the materials, review their site, and really see what they've actually done and accomplished. We're very excited, again, the amount of enthusiasm about it. And the whole goal is to highlight those North Stars, so to speak, those who are doing the best practices, highlight them, and hopefully lead others to follow in their footsteps.
And who judges the awards?
The judging is by a panel of four OTA member companies. Obviously, they have to remove themselves in the case of it's a competitor. And it is a scoring basis, which is defined on our site. I, unfortunately, don't get to vote, but that's why we have some great members and member companies that represent different segments. And so, again, it's a very open process. Other technology companies who've won in the past include smaller companies like Trustee, who is their trust privacy work, Microsoft for their work with Internet Explorer. So we have a diverse group. And we also have, I should say, the opportunity for small business. We have a category for the small business because we think it's really important that they actually be acknowledged for their work.
And what do the winners get? A plaque? $1 million or what?
Well, they do get the recognition, obviously. They do get a plaque. And they also get, if they're a non-member, they get a one-year dues in our organization. But the real point is the recognition and the leadership. That will be at our major awards program at Georgetown University, and which we expect a tremendous amount of feedback and or turnout for.